Okay, I'm going to chat a little bit about robots and AI. It's a world that fascinates me, and it's a world that worries me. Jeff Bernstein joins us right now, A3. He's the president of that organization. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, John. How are you doing?
Good. What is A3?
Stands for the Association for Advancing Automation. It's a trade association that's been around over 50 years now, promoting the adoption of robotics and artificial intelligence, machine vision, motion control, and related technologies that are transforming our world.
So a bunch of companies can come to you and say, how can AI, robots, how can that help me?
Absolutely. We have a website, automate.org, with tons of information for anyone who's looking to find out how to automate.
All right. Well, how are we doing? All we hear right now is generative AI and the explosion of that. Is it true? I mean, is it not just what we're using on our own computers, but are businesses really rapidly moving towards expansion in the automation world?
I think it is happening rapidly, yes. I think the tools are becoming so easy to use that almost any company can take advantage of them now. It shortens the cycle of gaining information and data that you need to make smart decisions. We see it in our everyday lives. Companies are seeing it as well.
What industries are really at the forefront right now of gobbling up as much as this as they can?
Well, I mean, traditionally, when it comes to robotics, the leading industry was the automotive industry. But now you look, just about every industry is figuring out how to take advantage of these technologies, from agriculture to construction to food, you name it, retail. Every industry is looking at using these technologies.
And healthcare, I imagine, is a huge one. You may have just listed that one, but I mean, I think a lot of people focus on the fear that they have of AI, but boy, there are some amazing things that can be done that help our everyday lives through some of these healthcare companies.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, AI is being used to try and find cures for rare diseases and treatment plans. Again, not on its own, but as an aid to a doctor, a professional. So these tools don't do this on their own.
These tools seem expensive, though. Is this like going to really unlevel the playing field where large companies who can take advantage of this are just going to get larger and smaller and mid-sized companies are going to get left out of the equation?
I don't think so. I think the costs are coming down for all these technologies. We're certainly seeing it in robotics. I mean, when I started, oh my gosh, four decades ago, the prices were so high that only big companies could take advantage of them. But now, not only do you have the prices coming down, but you have new models to finance them. So instead of making a huge capital investment up front, you can do what's called robotics as a service, where essentially you're leasing the products.
Listeners wondering, is this all leading to my job going away? What do you say when people worry so much, and maybe rightfully so, concerned about new technologies eliminating jobs?
You know, John, I'd say that's the number one question I get. And my answer has been the same for a long time now, that actually I think robots and AI and all these technologies are creating new jobs, and they're usually better, safer, and higher paying. I mean, we've seen this throughout history. Whenever new technologies appear, jobs change. You know, how many people thought 20 years ago you'd have a high-paying job called a search engine optimization specialist, right? I know we're paying for that.
Yep.
And I think what you're seeing these technologies do in many cases is the kinds of jobs that people don't really want to do, the dull, dirty, dangerous jobs that not only don't they want to do, they shouldn't have to do, walking 6 miles a day in a warehouse and lifting heavy items. Nobody wants to do that. And so you're seeing technology be used to fill these gaps, and we certainly have a lot of labor shortages now. But the idea is it's people and technology working together, with the technology augmenting the people.
Yeah, I agree that you're going to be better off if you're someone who knows how to use AI in your job than someone that is afraid of it and never touches it. I do worry about an education gap. It's very easy to say in the ether just like, oh, well, you know, these manufacturing jobs, people will be able to pivot and do something else. Maybe, but people are going to have to get skilled up in some of these jobs. It's not always just an easy transition from a manufacturing job to one that embraces the technology. Or maybe I'm wrong there.
No, I think you're 100% right. In fact, you know, we talk about reshoring manufacturing from China and elsewhere. And the only way to do that is with automation, but the only way to implement the automation successfully is with a skilled workforce. We've got to invest more heavily in workforce development.
Is there a particular product, or either a particular robot or a type of AI that I don't think it actually sits on shelves, but is flying off the shelves right now to companies?
Well, I would say there are a couple types of robots that are doing better than others. Traditional industrial robots are doing well. There are products called collaborative robots that work side by side with people that don't have to be behind fences and other guarding systems. But then there's also autonomous mobile robots that whisk around Amazon plants, for instance, and are helping make sure you get your product the same day or the next day.
You guys are based out of Detroit, which I think is an interesting story in and of itself. I've been to Detroit for many Blackhawks Red Wings games in the last 10 years, which is always fun. I miss the Joe, but the new arena is great too. But it's an economy that is rebounding well. I think a lot of people think of Detroit as a part of the old economy, and here you are, A3, very much a part of the new economy. How do you square that circle?
Well, again, if you look at the history of robotics, the primary users have been, for the entire period that they've been around since the 1960s, been the automotive industry. They've always been at the forefront. And, of course, Detroit is the home of the automotive industry in the United States. So I think it's not unusual that Detroit would be the place where an organization like ours, we're actually in Ann Arbor, Michigan, go blue, but Detroit is an important part of this whole industry.
You're lucky I didn't hang up right on Go Blue. We are a Northwestern station here, Jeff, and I'm an Illinois grad, but we will leave that for another day. Hey, I hope we can call on you again to talk about robots AI. I got a lot of other questions, okay?
I would love to. Our trade show will be there again next year, so it's called the Automate Show, coming up in Detroit in a few months.
A few months?
And so, yeah, we'd love to have, May 12 to 15 in Detroit. But next June, we'll be in Chicago.
Oh, well, we'll talk before then, my friend, unless a robot has figured out this job. All right, Jeff, thank you very much.
Thanks, John. Take care.
Jeff Bernstein. Good stuff there from A3.